Good morning and welcome to episode 42 of Martin Uncut. Today is the 2nd of March 2021 and today's episode is clubhousing with a good microphone. So, hey, Martin here again, and as you can hear, I have a little bit of a cold, and it's, of course, put itself on my umbilical cords, so, not umbilical cord, my vocal cords, so you can definitely hear when I'm speaking that I have something going on there. But I hope that you will be able to hear what I have to say anyway. So today's episode is another episode about Clubhouse, and if you have listened to my other episodes before, I've been bashing a little bit on Clubhouse because you cannot really hook up your good equipment to it and use that when you're in the conversations. The audio quality is like a phone call, and if you were using, I mean, your professional microphone and headsets, it's going to be a different experience, right? But and there is no real way to do that unless you have some special equipment. And this afternoon, I'm going to take part of a room where we're talking about getting things done and productivity and so on. And I have been using Clubhouse for a bit over the few weeks here, I would say a month or so. And sometimes it's actually quite good, and I kind of like take part of those discussions. And this is the first time today where I'm actually the moderator in the group or in the room. So what I want to do is to try to get a little bit better sound from myself. And the way I'm going to do that is to hook up my podcasting equipment. And this is how I'm going to do that. I actually have two approaches for it. So I have my microphone that is a Shure SM7B, and you will probably recognize it if you see it. It's one of the most common microphones out there. And Joe Rogan, for example, is using it in his shows. And it has a really nice proximity effect, so you sound really bassy and natural and radio type when you are fairly up close to the microphone. I also have a very good headset, or at least a headset that I like a lot, and that is a Sony MDR-7506. It's not a super expensive, but it's like $100 plus minus a little bit, but I like the sound of it. And since I have my Rodecaster Pro, my Rodecaster Pro, I can actually use that to connect to Clubhouse. And I can also use it to actually record Clubhouse discussions if I want to. So there is a lot of inputs, of course, on the Rodecaster, like four microphone inputs for XLRs. There is one USB connection that you can connect to your computer, and I use it as a sound card, essentially. So if you are on a Zoom meeting, I can still use my equipment for that. There's also a TRRS input, and TRRS is the standard that the iPhones are using, and I think also all newer cell phones are using it. So it's a 3.5 millimeter plug with TRRS. So there should be three black bands on the connector for it to be a TRRS signal. A normal headphone without a microphone is usually TRS. So that's going to have two bands. And you can hook that up and then use equipment both as microphone and get the voice back. And there's also a Bluetooth connection. And today, when I'm having this conversation on Clubhouse, I'm going to use either the TRRS connection, and that depends if I can find a TRRS to TRRS cable, and that I do not have at the moment. But I will run into the the music store on the other side of the road and see if they have. Otherwise, I'm going to use the Bluetooth connection, and the Bluetooth connection sounds really good. And I'm actually hooked up with my cell phone here to the Rodecaster, and I'm in a room on Clubhouse. And the room is the Politics of Clubhouse. And right now there is someone speaking in here. Let's see, sign up and you can see how it sounds like.
Chilling is something that we've seen even on other platforms, and there's been other research around, for example, like on Facebook, of like, you know, are people...
That is totally out of the context of that conversation, but you could hear a little bit how the sound quality is and what it would be like. So I think it's going to be a better quality for the participants if I am able to use my microphone and my headset. So that is what I'm going to do today. That was what I have for today's episode. And if you like it, please leave a review on iTunes or whatever place you are finding podcasts on. That would be hugely, hugely appreciated by me. But also, feel free to just share it with a friend or a colleague or someone that you think could have value out of this podcast. Until tomorrow, have a good one.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.